was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How gracious be that grace that fear. I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already gone. His grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When weeping earth 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we and when we first begun,
let's sing Praise God.
Praise God, 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 praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, I do believe, I will believe, that Jesus died for me, that on the cross he shed from sin to set me free.
Hallelujah!
Praise God, 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 praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God,
praise the Lord, amen.
Praise the Lord bless Brother John. We appreciate Brother Gary and the family's away tonight. The Lord bless each one. I know maybe we're not all here tonight, but the Lord bless those that came, and we want to turn again to God's word this evening, and I want to kind of continue tonight, and I want to talk about the power of Jesus' name.
Amen.
The power of Jesus' name, and so many things you can preach upon, but I'm a great believer that if you preach the name over the people, it does something on the people. Amen. It's a planet. Praise God. And also, before we go tonight, I want the elders and myself, and we're going to pray. Sister Eiling's left a sheet. Well, we want to pray over it, and she's going to cut it up for prayer cloths. And we know that from the body of Paul, they take handkerchiefs and aprons, and they laid them on the sick. And God recovered them. Praise God. And you know, I heard a powerful testimony of a woman in India, and many years ago there was prayer cloths that William Branham prayed over, and Perry Green had a lot of them. Even William Branham, after he was dead for years, Perry Green had the prayer cloths. And this prayer cloth was sent out and it got to India. And everybody wanted a bit of it till there was practically nothing of it left, only a couple of threads. And one woman had a tumor in her throat and she ate the threads and God healed her. Because that prayer cloth was prayed over. And you know, when the angel in 1946 came to William Branham, he said, I'm sending with a gift of healing to the nations. And if you're sincere, when you pray and get the people to believe you, not even cancer will stand before your prayer. And that's why when you hear him preaching, he was always wanting the people to believe it. Because he knew if they believed it, God was under obligation to do it once they believed it. And so many people were healed. And you know, tonight, we know Brother Branham's went on to be with the Lord, but Jesus Christ is alive. And he's here tonight. Amen. Amen. Let's read Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10. And we know that there's power in the name of the Lord Jesus. Here's why. Philippians 2, verse 9 to 10. Wherefore God also have highly exalted him. Highly exalted him. And given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. All three domains must bow. That's the angels above, that's me and you on the earth, and that's the devils beneath. All must bow. To the name of Jesus. Let's pray again this evening. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your name, which is far above every other name. Lord, we bless your name tonight. We thank you for the songs we've been singing, for the words we've heard, how that you erased all our transgressions, thy sins, and thy iniquities will I remember no more. For they're washed away into the sea of God's great forgetfulness. How we bless you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ tonight. And you have given us a name and we have took that name. What a name. Father, we plead that name in this house. We pray it over this house and over our children and over all the near and its dear to us. We plead the merits of the precious blood of Jesus Christ upon everyone tonight. Bless those that's here. Bless those that's not here. Bless the mothers, the fathers. Lord, each and every single one, those that had to work, bless them. We do pray for the nurses and doctors, even as I mentioned this morning, that you will bless them. And we pray for your children, Israel, for thy blessing upon them. And thy great deliverance. And we ask now the Holy Ghost will come in this room. We believe you're here. I take the Holy Ghost right now by faith. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I won't hold you long tonight. We're going to just share a few thoughts. And from Philippians. And we're going to... Pray. I have so many quotations in my Bible. This is a bit of a special Bible I have. And I'm not even joking about that. Almost in every page I have quotations of all great men of God. An awful lot about Wigglesworth. And it's wonderful when you read the things that men of God says about the name of Jesus. Demons, beings in all three worlds must bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Not only has this name authority when Jesus here was on earth himself, but this name has authority right to heaven and right the whole way to hell. In actual fact, there's no height it can't go up till, and there's no depth it can't go down till. This name reaches to the highest and the lowest, to the narrowest or to the widest. This name's above every other name. There's no other name has the power of this name, and there's no other name has the authority of this name. The Bible goes further. The Bible says that the devils tremble at the very mention of the name of Jesus Christ. They fear and they tremble at the mention of his name. We often sing that wee song, just the mention of his name. The flowers grow, the desert blooms again. You know, there's an Old Testament prophecy that says springs will break forth in the deserts, and the parched ground will become a pool, and the lame shall walk. Just at the mention of his name. I tell you, his name's powerful. Smith Wigglesworth tells of ministering to a man who was dying from consumption. He said that standing beside the bed, they did nothing but repeat the name of Jesus over and over again, and the glory of God began to fill the room. And healing flowed into the dying man's body, and he arose perfectly whole from a sick bed just when they whispered and mentioned the name. I tell you, there's power in the name. William Branham once was fishing with a man who was a Jehovah's Witness. And he wasn't one to preach at people. There's preachers and they preach at everybody they meet. But he said, you have to try and live it. You have to try and live your testimony. Not just preach at everybody. And he didn't really preach much at this man, but he shared some testimonies with him. And this man, which was a Jehovah's Witness, had caught a fish and he ripped the inside out of it and he threw it out on the water dead. And he said, I guess it has swallowed its last wad. It's dead. And as William Branham began to tell him of testimonies, the Holy Spirit spoke to him. And he says, I give you the right now with my name to speak that fish alive. And he spoke and the fish lived in the water. And that man was converted to Jesus Christ when he saw that miracle. And he lived many years to tell about it. I tell you, there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. There's power in the name. The name of Jesus Christ can raise the dead. The name of Jesus Christ can cleanse the leper. The name of Jesus Christ can do anything far above what we can think or even ask tonight. The name of Jesus is the most powerful name. There's no other name like that name. In Acts 3 verse 6 we see Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I tell you, this man had a Pentecostal experience. We heard our brother John already mentioned it. We need the Holy Spirit. Peter had the Holy Ghost. Peter that cursed the Lord, that denied the Lord. But remember, Jesus says, Peter, I have prayed for you. And when you're converted, you will strengthen your brother. It's not how we start the race, it's how we finish it. It's how we finish the race. And I tell you, Peter was filled with the power of God. And Peter knew the power of God. And Peter spoke to this man. And he said, silver and gold have I none. He was there begging for money. But he says, such as I have. And he used the name. He used the name. You know, Jesus said to Peter, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. He gave him the power and authority through the name. And you know when the Roman Catholics say that the pardon remits sins. William Branham's the only preacher I ever heard explain that. And he said, we have got the power to remit sins when we follow the prescription. And the prescription that's given, Peter gave it. It's Acts 2:38. That's a prescription for to give sins. Repent ye therefore and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So if the priest does that, then he'll have it. But without it, he has nothing. He's no power. Without the name, there's no power. There's no power. You can baptize somebody and you can call over them whatever you want. But all you've did is wet them. Because if you don't use the name, all you've done is make them wet. Nothing else has happened because it's in the name. The Bible goes further. The Bible says, whatsoever you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it all in His name. Amen? His name's special. Look what Paul said to the demon in Acts 16, verse 18. And you know that this demon-possessed person followed them when they'd seen the miracles and the signs and the wonders it did. And this did she many days. She was following them, calling out. There was a spirit in her. And Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, not to the woman, but to the devil in her, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Amen. I tell you, the devil must obey the name of Jesus Christ. It's wonderful when a devil goes out of somebody. And I know what I'm preaching about. I don't have to read about it. I have experienced it by God's grace many times. I'm not boasting about it, because Jesus says, boast not that the devil's a subject, but boast that your names are written in the Lamb's book of life from the foundation of the world. But I tell you, I remember in California, a man levitating in a service. He levitated. He came up on the ground as high as this here to my chest. And all these people was here, and they were going to do a deliverance service, they said. And they had written out, as our brother John says, they had it all, you know, written in the sense of what they're going to do. But you know, Paul says the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Amen? And the voice spoke within me, and the voice says, do nothing, just watch, for tomorrow I will deliver this man. Now that's the truth, said God. I never leave this place tonight. That's the truth. And I watched, and they could do nothing with him. Nothing. None of them. They couldn't do anything with him. And we went home that night, and I knew a lot of things in that place where I couldn't tell nobody. I knew that one person in the house was sent by the Jesuits from the Church of Rome to infiltrate that movement. I knew it. God showed me. And I mentioned it to another person, and they said, don't breathe a word of it. It's absolutely the truth. And then this person accidentally slipped it out of their mouth the next day to me, that the priest had told them they were to go in amongst this movement. But the movement didn't know anything about it. But the Holy Ghost did. Amen. And I tell you, when we get back, the person in charge of our house, for they called it rehabilitation. And they did a great work, for they helped people of drugs and stuff and tried to get them saved and set free. And they said to me, you're preaching tomorrow. And the next evening, the service had just begun. And that man came in. And I never could preach it no more, because the power of God fell. That's all I can tell you. The power of God just come. And I spoke over him in an unknown tongue, and the devils cried out of him in terror. And God delivered him. And the things that come out of him, I won't even explain it all tonight, but it was bad. And we left, and we went for 2 weeks into Mexico. From that was in California. In America, we went 2 weeks into Mexico, and the Lord done some wonderful things in Mexico. And so many people that were deadly bound with demons were set free. And we come back, There's a man come in the house, joyful, and shook my hand and said, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. And I says, brother, I'm sorry, but I've no idea who you are. And he says, I'm the man you prayed for. I didn't even know him. He looked so different. And he told me the things that the Lord delivered him from. Now, I'm going to tell you something that will shock you. He was once a pastor of a church. But he got involved with a woman, and the woman was a witch. And he got himself away from God and in a real condition. But he got deliverance. Now, I can't explain all how that could happen, and I'm not even going to worry about it, but I can only tell you what took place. The name of Jesus is real. If you know that God has sent you, and I was thinking the other day, even if we go somewhere and we're not sure, if we're carrying out the simple commission of the gospel, the Lord's with us. Because he's told us to go and preach into all the world. Jesus left his name with us. It dwells with us. We have the right to use it. Satan is commanded to respect that name. You know, when Jesus came to the man of the Gadarenes, you know, the madman of the Gadarenes, there's two separate scriptures. I actually wrote it in my office some time back because I meant to preach on it. I haven't never got around it yet. But there's one scripture that speaks of one man and there's another scripture that speaks of two man. How many knows that? There's two different occasions. But you know, before the Lord got over to where he was, that the devil tried to sink the boat. And I preached a sermon at a wee mission hall one night about God delivering us out of our storm. And you know, the disciples feared for their life. And they said, Lord, we're all going to perish. And Jesus stood up in the midst of the boat and he said, peace be still. There was a great calm. And when he got onto the land, therefore he met the man. And remember, the man that he met was in the tombs. And they caught him many times and they chained him. And he broke the chains asunder. He had supernatural strength. He had supernatural power. He had demonic power. Now, demonic power is good, but it's not good enough. And it is strong, but it's not strong enough. Because there is a power that made it, which is superior. And you know, when they seen Jesus coming, the devils cried out of him, and they said, we know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Art thou come to torment us before the time? And Jesus commanded them devils to come out of him. And you know, they went down into the swine, and William Branham preached and he said, on that, and he said, the swine trade finished in that area. There's no more pigs left. They drowned it. Amen. You, it's amazing how some of the men of God, how they mention about the pigs. Wigglesworth did a big do once, and they said, Brother Wigglesworth, would you bless the food? And Wigglesworth looked and they had a pig on the spit, cooking him. And he says, Lord, if you can bless the thing, you've cursed going ahead. That's what he prayed. You can say it was a reverend, say what, but God answered that man. He was a rare one. They say he was sharp. Well, we'd maybe call ignorant, but God used him. You see, sometimes it's not what we think, what God uses. You could have somebody and they could be sharp around the edges, but God still uses them. Because they're taking his name, there's power in that name. Amen. Satan is commanded to respect that name, the name which is above every name, and his entire kingdom is compelled to obey the commandment when given in the name of Jesus Christ. There's power and authority in that name. And them devils obeyed the Lord. And not only did the devils obey the Lord, but I said this morning, Jesus breathed on his disciples and they went out and the devils were subject to them. Now, you know, in another scripture, and you know where people can try to do that or don't have the Holy Spirit. And two men saw the disciples casting out devils, and they tried it, and the people they tried it on tore them apart. They tore them asunder because they didn't have the Holy Ghost. It can't be acted. It has to be real. Amen? And there is a real, genuine power of the Holy Spirit, and there's no other power superior to it. It is superior to any other power. Amen. And it's through that name of Jesus Christ. Luke 10, 17. And the 70 turned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. So when people tell you it's just the 12 disciples had it, you can turn them over to Luke 10, 17, and you can show them where the 70 had it. And there's other scriptures that said he sent them out two by two. And the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe, Mark 16. They'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. They'll speak with new tongues. They will cast out devils in my name. Mark 16 tells us. That's what happens with the believers. Remember, it was Jesus that conquered sin, Satan, disease, death, hell, the grave. And we have a legal right to use a name, especially when we're baptized in the name. And we're baptized into the name. We take the name. And because we've taken the name, we have a right to use the name. Authority to use it. And when Jesus gave us the right to use the name, the Father knew all that Jesus would imply when breathed in prayer by somebody that's oppressed or possessed. And it always brings the joy because of the name of Jesus. You know, when Philip went down to the city of Samaria, what did he preach? He preached the name. He preached Christ unto them. Christ means anointed Messiah. That's what he preached. And the Bible says there's great joy, and the devils came out. The possibilities involved in the name are beyond our understanding. And when Jesus says to the church, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he's given us a signed check on the entire resources of heaven, and all we have to do is ask it in his name. He's already going to do it. He says, Father, I thank you. Before even I asked, you'll answer me. Amen. It would pay any Christian in need of healing to begin an exhaustive study of the resources of Jesus in order to get a measure of wealth in the name that holds for them today power above any other name. You think of people, there's many Christians tonight, and there's Christian people suffering and they're sick. And if you told them, we're having a healing service, we're praying for people, they wouldn't come. They wouldn't come. And they would tell you in a sort of a way, they believe in it, but they wouldn't come. But they'd go to the doctor. Now, there's nothing wrong with going to the doctor, but if someone is willing to go to the doctor, why would they not come to the great physician? You say, but such the one went and they weren't healed. But then you say, if you take somebody to a mission and they're not saved, will you never go back to another mission? You will go back. Because there's other people that have talked and they were saved. And I tell you, Jesus will heal people if they'll only believe him. W.E. Kenyon, I don't know if anybody's heard of W.E. Kenyon, but many of the great men of God read his studies and notes. He's even before many of other men that I mentioned. He was a great man of God, W.E. Kenyon. Jesus is saying, you ask of the Father in my name, I will endorse that petition, and the Father will give you anything I've endorsed. As we take our privileges and rights in the new covenant and pray in Jesus' name, it appears that the requests and the petitions passes out of our hands into Jesus' hands. He then assumes the responsibility of that, and we know that he said, Father, I thank thee that thou hearest me, and I know that thou heardest me always. And in other words, we know that the Father always hears Jesus, and when we pray in Jesus' name, it is as though that Jesus himself were doing it. And say, I'm praying, and he takes our place. And the answer is sent to us from the Father, and we rejoice. I tell you, Jesus answers prayer. This is absolutely true. If you need healing, you ask the Father in Jesus' name. There is a way to come and there's a way to ask. There is an approach to God. We're to approach God the right way, you know. You cannot, and I'm not mocking when I do this, you can never approach God by Holy Mary, Mother of God. That's not approaching God. That's an insult. God has made a provided way. God's provided way is the same. And that way is through the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever you will ask the Father in my name, that will I do. Amen? People say the Lord's Prayer, but our Father which art in heaven is only our Father when we're saved. Because the book of Ephesians says we're children of the devil till we're saved. And we all once were led by the spirit of the earth that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Ephesians 2 tells us that. But once we're born again and saved, God's our Father. And we come to the Father through the name of the Son. And God respects that name. And God will hear that name because that's
God's provided way, and that's God's chosen place where he put the name there. God put the name there. And the very angels were sent and said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. And God made a temple, and God himself came to that temple, and he dwelt in it. That's why the fullness is in Jesus. He is God in flesh. He's real tonight. He's power of the night. 1 John 5:14 says this, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Now that isn't hard, is it? It's yours. You have the right to ask it and receive it. And if it's health you need, God can give you it. God can do it. John 14 says this. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. When we ask in the name, the Father's glorified in the Son. I told you this morning, you would be surprised how many men that claims to be ministers are involved with the cult. And there's lots of giveaway signals that they have. I'm going to tell you one. There's a certain group and there's a certain movement, and on one of their hands, they grow one of their nails long. And they'll have one nail long. I'm talking about a man, not a woman. And they grow a nail long, and it's for a reason. It's just not cut because they decide. Why would you not cut all your nails the same? Certainly you would. Now I'm not talking about a sister that grows long nail. I'm talking about a preacher that deliberately has one long nail. And I tell you, you see that, you beware. And I told you this morning, there's certain rings they wear. And they have occult symbols on them. So they are identifying with the occult symbols. All that does is stir up the power of the devil. But we're working with the power of Jesus. Amen? I tell you, I told you this morning about that fella for me and Brother Yule worked. And everybody's afraid to go up there. But I can assure you, he kept clear of me. And I'm going to tell you the truth. And Brother Yule knows it. We were praying. I'm telling you, back when we were working then, we would think nothing of praying for hours. Is that the truth, brother? Fasting for 30 days, regular. And I tell you, that dog, they said, the devils, when I come past it, it screamed. It kept away from me. It wanted to eat everybody else, but it never eat me. The devil should be afraid of you. Amen? Now, we're not boasting tonight, but the Lord has given us power over the devil. Over demons. Is that the Bible or not? We show them running about security cats. And I tell you, some people in their house are afraid. It was good what a brother Henry said the other week. If you're in your house and you're afraid, take your Bible out and start reading it. Take a bottle of oil and it represents the Holy Spirit, and touch the doorpost and anoint it in the name of Jesus Christ and invite the Holy Spirit to come in your house. And the angels of the Lord will encamp round about them that fear the Lord. That's God's word. We have a right to do it because we took the name. Took the name. I'm going to tell you this testimony, and then Brother John's going to come, and I'm going to sit down. I'm telling you the truth. You know, when sometimes you think nothing's ever happened, but when you go back, God's done a lot of things. You know, my wife, when she drops our James off to the wee school up here, can't even remember the name of it, unbelievable. Abercorn School. Up where you drive through an estate to get into Abercorn School. Well, there was a woman up there and she knew Brother Andrew's wife. Because her sister goes to a church in Scotland that I preached in, that woman that knew Andrew's wife. And Andrew and his wife both knew of that other woman that went to a church in Scotland. But she sent a message to Pastor Andrew's wife to see could we go and pray for her. Because ornaments was moving around the house. a black figure would appear in front of her children and scare the life out of them, and one of them near could kill themselves jumping down the stairs or something like that with fright. And Andrew rang me and he said, "Brother Tom, will you come up?" And I said, "Sure, brother." And we went up and she told us, she said, "The priests are ready, but here." And I said, "Oh no, that's not good." But he couldn't do anything. He did whatever he did with whatever way he works. And I said, "Andrew, you go ahead and share with her whatever you want from the Word of God and say whatever you're going to say." And Andrew shared the scriptures with her. And he talked to her about salvation. And he talked to her about the things of God. And when we get through and she was afraid, we prayed for her. And we prayed in the room. And we anointed the door of the very room for she said the stuff was and came. And we rebuked it and told it never to come back. And that woman said there never was another movement or another thing in her house that had left that night. I remember a man and a woman coming for prayer in a church in Dublin. And nobody else knew anything about it, but I can tell you, as soon as they came near me, something left that woman. And you could hear it running out of the room. I'm not telling you these things. This is a real. It's not no joke. And that man had AIDS. And he was diagnosed medically that he had AIDS. And he had the letter and everything from the hospital that he had AIDS. And I prayed for him and I prayed for his wife. And they both testified when they were praying for someone went from them. And he went back to the hospital and they told him he wanted another test. And they said, "We've done the test." He said, "I want another one. I feel different." And they'd done the test, and when he got all the tests done, everything was clear. God healed him. That's just in Dublin. Jesus Christ is real. He's real. There's power in the name. There's power in the name. There's power in the name. The name of Jesus. It's a name that's far above every name. Let's stand our feet tonight. And Brother John's going to come and in. As we're leaving tonight or tonight, we're going to pray over this sheet and lay hands on it. That whoever takes it, there's no power in the sense that we're going to have some great thing. It's the Lord Jesus. It's scriptural. And if we follow it, God will do it. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your name, that your name is far above every other name. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll bless everyone in this room tonight. We ask your protection over everyone. We pray over our children tonight, many of them that's maybe on the fields, as it were, wild and bare tonight, but we claim them. We ask that the Holy Ghost will go to work upon that young man, upon that young woman. God, that you'll turn them around, bring them to their senses, and bring them back to your own self in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Father, have thy way in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Brother John comes with back Wednesday night for prayer and Bible study at 7:30. And then next Sunday evening, Brother Samuel's going to be preaching. The Lord bless you. God bless you.